You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 229 for June the 17th, 2019, Monday. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Rewards and consequences, getting the performance you need from employees. All of us learned the proverbial truth that what you reward gets done. And that, well, what gets measured, it can be improved. The tougher lesson learned, and the one that I talked a bit about in the previous episode, is that we sometimes get the rewards wrong, which means we get the wrong outcomes. I mean, who among us has not experienced more than our share of, oops, I didn't see that coming, or, well, oops, that's not what I intended to happen? Rewards and consequences matter. They can make or break the outcomes, especially when you are taking square aim at customer happiness. And I've got a true confession here. The majority of the rewards and consequences that I have implemented over the course of my life have involved customer happiness. I would encourage you to make that the aim of your business too. But rewards and consequences, they apply to all human behavior. It's the whole pleasure versus pain kind of a deal, the whole fear versus safety thing, sad versus happy. Pick whatever yin and yang you prefer. It does remind me, and I chuckled, it reminds me of that scene from The Simpsons where Homer, he's playing hooky. And it's obviously, it's a Thursday, and he's decided he's going to take the day off. He just didn't show up. Well, a call comes from the plant to his house. And Marge replays the message, and it goes something like this.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend!
The plant call said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't worry about showing up on Monday. Woohoo! 4-day weekend. Hashtag does not get it. You know, so here's a boss who thinks, okay, he's going to yank Homer strings and get him to come into work. Yeah, it's not quite the way it works out. Listen, anybody who's been in any kind of leadership position, we've done this. We've made these kind of stupid things before. So be careful the message that you send and the rewards and the consequences that you implement. Creating a meritocracy is harder than it looks, but it is worth the effort to get it right. Now, thankfully today, technology can help us because we've got all kinds of tools to help us what if these scenarios so that we can get it closer to right just straight out of the gate. In fact, better than we ever could in times past. Let me share with you a personal story of rewards and consequences in hopes that this will just kind of get your juices going on how maybe you can implement systems in your business that will create the results, better results that you want. Operating a luxury retailing company that delivers products to customers' homes is fraught with opportunities to mess up. And I've spent my life in that world. Damage to customers' homes, damage to the products, damage to the company equipment, including delivery trucks. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. Fanaticism about customers drove me to figure out a way, some umpteen years ago, to figure out a way to reward and penalize delivery teams so that we could just be remarkable 100% of the time. That was the ideal. That was the goal. Scratch an expensive hardwood floor in a customer's home. Do that a few times. You will understand the pain that I suffered at the time. Well, armed with a spreadsheet and the cooperation of our warehouse delivery manager, we figured that we could earmark a percentage of the delivery fees charged by the customer to the customer, and that we could pull those monies in a bonus pool that would be split between all the delivery teams. We had multiple delivery teams. These were two-man teams, a driver and a helper. Well, we noodled around with it until we got it to where we felt like, okay, this is where it ought to be. This is a program that will get us closer to the ideal that we are aiming for, namely stellar customer experience, no damage. Every month, a portion of the gross revenue amount of the delivery fees was collected from customers, and it was put into this pool. The pool represented 100% of the money that would be divided evenly among the delivery teams. Every man would get an equal share. That was the reward. The consequence? Well, we would deduct any damage to customers' homes, any damage to merchandise, any damage to equipment. That would come out of the pool. Whatever was left would be divided. Now, we would also track the delivery teams, and we would track their responsibility for damage, and we would grade them each month. Consistently poor performing teams, okay, well, you were going to suffer being removed from the delivery team or possibly being terminated. Now, this was not a heavy-handed affair. We were just candid in very bluntly stating the rules so everybody knew and understood the rules and everybody agreed to the rules of the game. Now, the potential dollars were significant. I mean, it made a big income difference for these people. But it also, it had a big swing in the minus direction as well. So we went back and we calculated what teams would be bonused, taking into account the dings that they would suffer due to damage. We went back, I don't remember how many months, but we went back a number of months and said, okay, if the bonus system were in place during this month and this month and this month, what would those numbers look like? And we calculated it. And when we presented it to the teams, we told them, this is what we've come up with. These are the rules of the road. If this had been done over the last number of months, here's what the number would look like, and here's why the numbers would look like they look. We wanted everybody to be well-educated as to what was going on here. Now, our thought was positive peer pressure would be advantageous to our customers and to the company. Each team would put positive pressure on other members of the team to avoid any damage, as a result, allowing everybody to maximize their bonus. So if you and I were on a team and Bob and Jim were on another team and, you know, they're constantly damaging stuff, guess what? You and I are probably going to be up in their face telling them, listen, you guys have got to be careful. Additionally, we were doing a lot of training. Every time we had a problem, every time we had damage, the entire team was benefiting from, okay, let's review what happened here. Let's review what we did wrong, how we could have prevented this. Well, at some point early, we encountered a situation we did not fully prepare for. And the program was working like a champ. Monthly meetings were held to celebrate, giving out these bonus amounts. And man, everybody was just thrilled and excited. The results were reviewed. Challenges were then issued for the next month. Hey, let's collect more. The goal was to collect 100% of the bonus. And so every month you knew what percentage of the bonus you collected. And if it was something less than 100, okay, room for improvement. One day a delivery team left a dolly at a customer's house, about a $200 dolly. And they went back to the house where they left it. It was gone. Customer said they hadn't seen it. I mean, what are you going to do? Argue with a customer? No, we didn't do that. It's a $200 dolly. We're eating it. The team responsible came in from their shift and they made a very noble request to the manager. They wanted the $200 deducted from their bonus only. They didn't want their teammates to pay for their mistake. And I remember that day being very impressed with their sentiment and their bravery to do this. But we held our ground. We told them that everybody knew the rules going in. And we only promised that come bonus delivery time, we would tell the team that they had made this request. Honestly, I'd love to tell you what we did. I just don't remember. I don't remember the decision we made, but it proves the point. Rewards and consequences can be very effective when you're driving the exact behavior you want. And they can backfire on you big time if you get it wrong. Here's the good news. Thankfully, you can always fix it. In my experience, good intentions matter. When your employees know the objective of what you are trying to do, and they know that you are wanting to incentivize them to do superior work consistently, they'll deliver. You'll figure this out if you want to. Today, I'm urging you to think about the rewards, think about the consequences that you have in place already, monetary and otherwise. Figure out if they are really doing what you want. You may find they're not, and maybe you find that they're working great. Figure out what you want to implement that can drive performance higher. Reward it. Penalize behavior that negates what you're after. And work with it and work with it and morph it and iterate it until you get it right. Figure out what works best and make the game fun and make the game fulfilling. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'll see you tomorrow.